what would happen if every believer lived as if God's righteousness was not just a doctrine, but a bold and humble reality shaping every conversation, decision, and challenge. Where are you being called to reveal God's righteousness in difficult relationships? Is it in your workplace, tension, or public life? This is so others can see the transforming power of Christ's truth and grace inside of you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org, or you can download the Washington Defender app at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. We are here to empower you to daily living in the public square. And so we just know that there's a lot of resources that we have out there that will really help you. If you enjoy these devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this devotional in your huddle. It really does help us shape our hearts and change our hearts so that we can change the public square. Also, if you haven't become a monthly supporter, encourage you to dive in at $5 to $100 to $1,000 a month, whatever you can do. We are so appreciative. It helps us keep moving forward and impacting Washington State. And there are some great things happening in Washington State with heart change. Can't say them all on air, but there's some good things. Give me a call if you ever want to chat about that. Love to be in contact with you. Hey, we've been going through a series on the gospel message, and I don't know how many of you know that the gospel is the only thing that's going to change Washington State. What do I mean by that? The idea of death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ is what changes our heart, and that makes us value life, that makes us love our neighbor, that gives us the idea that we can think of others before ourselves, that the heart of humility, that we are both the lion and the lamb. In other words, Jesus came as a lamb the first time, and when he comes back, he's coming as a lion, and that same Jesus dwells inside of us. And so today we're going to talk about the righteousness of God revealed. Think about this. Something that's covered and now is revealed. The righteousness of God is revealed. A lot of times people think that the law reveals God's righteousness. No, the law shows us our need for the gospel. It's our tutor to lead us to Christ. It reveals our unrighteousness. But the gospel message reveals God's righteousness. So let's dive into our scriptures today. In this series, it says in Romans 1:15 through 17, "So for my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you." What is that? The death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ, also who are in Rome. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." So what is the righteousness of God revealed? Like, what is God's righteousness? When gospel righteousness is revealed, what do we see? Like, when we look at the gospel's righteousness, and what comes out of that? So let's talk about this word, right? It's just. It is righteousness fulfills God's claim. In other words, when God claims something, he said to Abraham, "Hey, I'll make your descendants as the numbers of the stars that you can see." And Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteous. It was the idea that he believed God's claim. So what's God's claim? God's claim is that he created the heavens and the earth. God's claim is that sin entered into the world. God's claim is that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. God's claim is that he made male and female. He created us in his image, imago Deo. And we see that this claim of God is the very word of God. And so when we talk about the gospel reveals the righteousness of God, it's really revealing the claims of God, the truth of God's word. Now, the opposite of this is the idea of lawlessness. Now, think about that for a moment. We're living in a day, and Jesus predicted this day. He said that when lawlessness increases, our love for each other will decrease. Have you noticed that people, to a certain degree, are loving each other less? Just the other day, we had that guy get up and stab that white chick in the throat and kill her on a bus. That's not loving. That's lawlessness. In Washington State, we've had so many, we're one of the, Seattle's one of the most unsafe cities in America. That's not love. That's lawlessness. So we're going to look at God's claims today. I love this in Genesis 15:6. And then he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and he, God, reckoned it to him, Abraham, as righteousness. He believed God's claim, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Do you believe God's claim that there's only one way to the Father, that's through Jesus Christ the Lord, that his death, burial, resurrection, and appearance, the gospel message, that God can impute upon you or place upon you his righteousness because you believed God's claim? It's a fact. It's absolutely a fact that Jesus paid for your sins, for my sins. He paid for the sins of the entire world. And if anyone believes in him and calls upon his name, that Jesus is Lord, they will be saved. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. So the commandments of God, if we just go with the Ten Commandments, that we're not supposed to worship any other gods, that we're supposed to honor our mother and father, we're not to have any idols, not commit murder or adultery, that we're not supposed to do those things, those Ten Commandments. We're not supposed to steal. We're not supposed to covet. You know, if we think about those things, those are God's righteousness. But it's not revealed until you apply the gospel message of Jesus Christ. In other words, we're inherently sinners that do murder, that do steal, that do worship false gods, that do not honor our parents, those kind of things. We're inherently those things. But when we embrace the gospel message, it reveals in us the righteousness of God. We say, God, your claim is true. Lying ain't good. Adultery ain't good. You know, I know that's not proper language, but you get what I'm saying. So we think about that it's revealing the gospel message on a daily basis. And it says, and he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Do you know that as a believer in Jesus Christ, as you go into that workplace today, that you have become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ so that we might become the righteousness of God. He made him who knew no sin. In other words, when Jesus paid the price for your sins and for my sins, that and we, by faith, accept that through grace, that righteousness is put upon our lives and we become the righteousness of God. Now, if you're embracing a lie, I can tell you you're not aligned with God's righteousness today. And that's where we want to repent of those things and turn to the living God and say, God, what you say is true. What you say is right. And you have an opportunity today to stand not in self-righteousness, not in pharisaical righteousness or like a Pharisee, a judgmental righteousness, but in a humble, confident, bold righteousness for Almighty God. God wants to use you mightily today and to show like this confident, calm, but clear message that God has absolute truth and is absolute truth. And we are people who need the living God to come in through Jesus Christ into our hearts, into our minds. Proverbs says this way, to do righteousness and justice is desired by the Lord more than sacrifice. To do righteousness, so we can do the right things of God. When we do those things, we're revealing the gospel message. And to do justice, what is justice? The wages of sin is death. Justice is that we get death. And yet, Jesus paid the price for that sin so that we can have life. But we're going to come across micro-justices. What do I mean by that? We're going to come across these areas where there's small little areas that we need to stand for the right thing, like telling the truth. A boy is a boy. A girl is a girl. The plumbing that you got is the plumbing that you are. Think about that. Throughout the day, you're going to come across things today that you're going to have justice or you're going to tell a lie. You're going to stand for what's right in the public square that honors and glorifies God or not. So let's talk about some application in the public square. When we reveal God's righteousness, we uncover God as our higher authority. Remember that as we go through this, is that we have a higher authority, and that's God. Our founders knew that our rights did not come from government, but they came from God because God is the higher authority. When we reveal God's righteousness, we walk in God's commandments, not in a salvation type of walk. In other words, if I stumble and fall in the commandments, I've lost my salvation. I have my salvation. I lost my salvation. I have my salvation. Not like that. Not like that. But in a way like because we're saved, we want to honor and please God. We don't worship false gods, because we only want to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the true God. We don't worship false idols. Why? Because they're dead. You know, the idols are not true. We don't worship false realities. We stand in truth today, that we can walk in the commandments of God. When we reveal God's righteousness, we become the righteousness of God. In other words, when we embrace the gospel message, we become the gospel message of God. Now, to be abundantly clear, that embracing of the gospel message is by grace through faith. And it's not of our own abilities or the works that we have done. It's by the grace of God. And so when that comes in, the byproduct of that is that we walk out and we reveal the righteousness of God. It's a natural byproduct. Like if I were to say, what's the byproduct of an apple tree? You would say, apples. What is the byproduct of strawberry bush? You would say strawberries. You know, we think about this and we forget that the natural byproduct of the believer's life is not a life of disobedience to God, but a life that honors, glorifies, and reflects and blesses the Lord as we walk. When we reveal God's righteousness, we fulfill God's desire. Think about that. When we reveal God's righteousness, we fulfill God's desire. So here's my challenge for you today. You're walking into that workplace. You have that manager that annoys you. You have that coworker or that employee that's just not getting along. Reveal the righteousness of God. Stand for truth. Stand for righteousness today. Stand for the things of God today. And do it in such a way that there's hope, and that hope is through humility, boldness, and clarity. And it has the Holy Spirit empowering you to make it through that moment. Because God's going to give you opportunities to reveal the gospel message today. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I just pray as we go into our workplace today that you would go before us in all things today, God, that you would surround us, that you would move upon us in such a way that we would reveal the gospel message. God, then when the tensions come and the pressure points come and the upset comes and the anger comes and the frustration comes, that we would not reveal our wrath, but our submission to you. Lord, that we could be abundantly clear about righteousness, that we could be abundantly clear about what honors you and brings attention to your name and glorifies you, but we can do it from a humble state that we need a Savior, Jesus Christ. So give us truthful words, give us a clear mind, a clear conscience before you, and let us go before you today and be salt and light in Jesus' name. Amen. So go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard